Avas and Jani, episode 32, February 8th, 2007.
Welcome to Avas and Jani, the Hindi podcast that brings to you voices from around the world. Namaskar, main Deb.
Aur main Pia. Avas and Jani mein aap sabka swagat. Awaaz Anjaane mein, we have listened to many great voices. Today, we bring you a different flavor. In this episode, we have two composers who are going to delight us with their instrumental pieces. Their styles are different, they live in two different parts of the world. Their way of making music is very different. They grew up in two different times, yet the unifying theme is their love for music and their family's wholehearted support in their journey.
Our first featured performer is Daniel from Ohio, United States. 15-year-old Daniel is a prodigy. He mesmerizes his audience not only with Western piano compositions, but also with Indian classical pieces. Normally, in Awaaz Anjaane, we like to talk to the performer to know more beyond the music. But today, let's listen to what a proud father has to say about his extremely talented son.
Daniel started at the age of 5. He was exposed to a variety of instruments, but he chose piano. He initially started with Western classical music, but later on he was pretty much listening to all kind of Indian music. Particularly, we noticed his interest on Indian classical music too. You take him to any Indian musical event, you will see Daniel is sitting quietly listening to music. He listens very attentively, and he's And we notice gradually from the age of 12, he's got really interested listening to this music. I can see his passion for Indian classical music. Father, I can tell you, he is musically very talented. What he can do, he can listen any music and he can play by listening. All the songs you will listen today, he has done entirely by himself. Mother, his Oruna was very much in songs, Indian songs in her college life, school life. I have always interest in particularly classical music from about my life, but I am not a good performer at all. But I think Daniel is a different talent, which I am noticing. He's very talented in music, that I can tell you. And he's a self-learner. Whatever he's doing, he's doing by himself. He's also a very well-known young composers of Western music in Ohio. Really, I'm very proud to. I cannot express myself, but he has so much talent, and he could play the Indian music so nicely on piano.
You listen to Subrata Haldar introducing his very talented pianist son Daniel to us. Daniel, we are very proud of you, and we hope you have a wonderful career ahead.
You are listening to Awaaz Anjane. We want you to be a part of this show as well. Please visit our website, podioindia.com for details on how to submit your musical pieces or how to post your comments. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 206-203-4338. Send us your emails at yourgeet@gmail.com.
Meet Kishore Sen. If Daniel enjoys playing Indian classical on the piano, Kishoreji from Calcutta, India, creates his music on the computer. He is literally a one-man band. Although he started off as a full-time musician playing the Hawaiian guitar, in those days it could hardly be a career. And so, Kishoreji became a banker.
And Pia, the contrast continues over here, not just in the form of music, but also it's not the opulent USA. We are talking about the early days of computer in India, the early 80s, and just like we heard a proud father introducing Daniel, we wanted to know the fascinating story about Kishoreji from his proud son, Saptak, who lives in Seattle.
While he was a banker, around 86 or around that time, computers were introduced in his bank, but they were not called computers. They were known as SWIFT machines. SWIFT is a protocol to transfer funds from one bank to another bank. But my dad soon discovered that they were actually full-blown PCs that were just been disguised as the SWIFT machine. So he started playing with them. He actually started writing programs, and he wrote a banking automation program which he called Fexpert, which took care of the entire foreign exchange transaction of the PNB Eastern India. So I used to help him out on that, in the sense we used to pack up our lunch on every Sunday, and we used to spend the whole day.
And how old were you then, Saptak?
I was around 8th standard.
This is indeed unfolding as a quite interesting route to be a musical composer. He is a banker, and not just being satisfied with just using the computer as a tool, he kind of starts playing around with it to extract the maximum computing power.
Well, Pia, I can get that part of it, you know, when he wants to write the program to extend the banking functionalities of it. What I don't get is the connection between finance and music, you know, especially
the tax season.
this time of the year, which is the tax season. Finance is definitely not music to my ears now. Just kind of extending what he was trying to do with the computers while he was employed as a banker. And I think that kind of indicates that, you know, here is a very, very creative person.
He's a very curious person. So when he tried photography, he used to do all sorts of things. He used to be very innovative in his approach, how the lighting should be done, and really get to a point where it's almost, people with much more equipment, gear, and training couldn't do those things which he would do just by kind of innovating and with whatever he had. The same thing happened when he got in touch with computers, and he had his musical sense, he had his musical training. So it kind of, both of them came together, but unfortunately at that point in time, there was no community, no support. It was at a very rudimentary stage. The only sound any computer would make is a beep when you kind of incessantly hit on the space bar, right?
Right. So your programs would be the rudimentary, the basic program where you would say beep and parenthesis frequency.
Right. So it used to be quite a bit like that. And then we started researching that how can we create more sophisticated sound.
Fortunately, Saptak was associated with the Microcomputer Users Club in Calcutta. So when the father-son duo was struggling with the concept of how to generate music from the computer, they decided to attend one of the meetings of the Computer Users Club and talk to other members.
One of them said, yeah, I know a person who had gone to Singapore and he has got something which he calls a sound card. And he is playing with that, and he made some sound of it. So I think you should check it out. So after the meeting ended, we got the address of that person, and he was very welcome. He showed us what he had. He had a 8-bit sound card which he had imported, and I think that was one of the first sound cards at Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had a very rudimentary program by which he could program that sound card. So what we did was we didn't really have a computer at home. So my father got a copy of that program on a floppy disk and took it to his bank. And of course the bank machine didn't have a sound card, so he would just kind of create something which he think would sound nice or musical, and he would spend the whole week on that. And then on the next Saturday, we would again go back to this person's home, and we used to try and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like trying to draw a picture without looking at it.
So this, this is incredible. So Kishoreji would compose a music without any sequencing software. He would be writing a program to generate an array of sounds, but he would have no idea how they would sound like.
Right. So he used to think that it would sound musical, and most of the time it did. Almost all the time it did. But the interesting part was when he was creating, the whole week he would spend time on it after his office hours.
Mm-hmm.
And staying back late, but he never was able to hear it throughout the week. Only in the weekends when we could go to this person's home, and he kind of kindly let us use his sound card, could we hear what it sounded like.
Wow. I just cannot imagine someone create music and not have a computer, going to someone else's house to hear his compositions. It's like...
Well, eventually, they decided that they have to buy a computer. But again, keep in perspective that this is early 1990s and in Calcutta. So when you want to buy a computer with all the functionalities that you need to do these kind of music composition, that in itself becomes quite a story.
And it used to be very difficult to get a kind of a computer, especially with a CD-ROM drive. None of the computers had CD-ROM drive, and or even sound cards. So
mm-hmm.
We had to get it imported, and we had to wait 6 months to get a 8-bit sound card.
Now, at this time, did you already finish school and you had started, I'm assuming, engineering?
Yes. So I had already finished school. I was in college. I was not doing engineering. I was studying mathematics. That was the beginning. And since then, I think he's come a long way. Now he collaborates with musicians from all over the world. Think of it in this way. He creates music just by as a sculptor would work with a clay, he works with bits and bytes. That's how he creates orchestra or a complete musical piece with so many tracks. And if you just hear it, if somebody doesn't tell you, you'll think that at least 20 musicians are playing that piece. But it's all come from his head, and there is nobody else involved. He whatever he imagined, and that gets rendered by the computer, and that's what we hear.
Kishoreji has come a long way. You can listen to many of his compositions on his webpage. Last year, he was recognized by Project 5 as one of its featured musicians.
One of the softwares that he uses is Project 5, now, which is a sequencing software, and which is a leading sequencing software by a company called Cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they kind of keep track of all the musicians that use their software to create music, and means a lot of pop musicians, especially in the Western world, use their software. So he was awarded as a featured artist on their website and recognized as such. Because of the quality of his production or the quality of his music.
brilliant rendition of Churalia. This is a very different kind of music. It has a funky kind of a beat. And although the music is essentially electronica, it really sounds great, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, you should listen to the other music that he has got on his website. You would love it. He collaborates with many international performers, and some of these pieces. And there's one particular piece where he has collaborated with a French performer with a real saxophone piece on it, and it's a great composition. Kishoreji is a very modest person. He creates these music and he puts it up on the internet and lets everyone and shares it with everyone.
Actually, he is seeking nothing, so he does it for his own pleasure. And if there are people, so he puts it up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people who get a lot of enjoyment out of it, and mm-hmm. that's his reward. And from that, he's got recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, and that's all he wants. He spends hours and hours engrossed in his creative work, and there is no stopping him. Track of his is totally different from each other. They're catchy and sometimes they're very somber, sometimes they're happy, and I mean, each one of them is different.
Thank you, Saptak, for speaking to us and sharing the wonderful works of your dad's music.
And in a recent email, Kishoreji said this about Saptak: "Nobody knows about me better than him. And although he is my son, it is only because of his constant support and inspiration I have been able to reach here. Normally, fathers provide all support and motivations for their children. But in my case, it is just the reverse."
This is so touching. At Awaaz Anjane, we feel honored to feature these artists. Thank you, Kishoreji. And thanks to all of you for spending your time with us. Enjoy listening to Raat Akeli Hai. Next Thursday, we'll be back with you with more music. Khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye, agle hafte tak.